And if Friday is today, Thursday was... Friday is today.
Hey.
Thursday was...
Yesterday.
And Saturday will be...
Tomorrow.
And if someone isn't coming this Sunday, but he's coming the following Sunday, you say he's going to be here...
Sunday week.
Okay. And if... if you want... What time is it right now? Well, I mean, about 2 minutes ago.
It's 4:30.
Okay. And then and then 15 minutes later, it'll be...
4:15.
And on my wrist, I have a...
Wristwatch.
And if 1972 was last year, 1973 is...
This year.
And if something happened on this date exactly 12 months ago, you'd say that happened just...
A year ago today.
And those big white things floating around up in the sky, those are...
Clouds.
All right. And the we're talking about the weather. If you have a... If it's... I would like the names of different kinds of rains, from a very, very slight to very heavy.
Well, it commenced with a sprinkle and then a light shower and then a heavy rain.
Uh-huh. And what do you call it, a really heavy one, anything in particular?
Downpour sometimes.
Okay, how about if there's thunder and lightning?
An awful storm.
And the stuff you see up in the mountains, that's... The Smokies, you know, right?
It's clouds.
Yeah, or fog.
Fog.
Yeah, and on a day like that where you can't
see,
it's really a
foggy day.
All right, and if you haven't had any rain for a long time, you'd say we're having a...
Drought.
All right, and then would that be, let's say it's just for about 3 weeks.
Well, that'd start a drought, all right.
How about 2 weeks?
Well, it would just be having a dry spell.
All right. And if the wind hadn't been blowing and then suddenly it begins, you'd say the wind is...
Picking up.
Okay, and then if it's been blowing hard, and then you say...
Cease.
Now. Okay. You say, I think I'll put on a jacket this morning because it's really a little...
Cool.
Okay. Do you ever use Irish?
Yes.
For that? How would you use that?
Well, you walk out there and walk back in the house and say, it's put ash out there this morning.
Meaning it's just pleasantly cool?
Pleasantly cool, yes.
And if you looked out in an October morning or something, and you looked out there and saw this white stuff on
a big frost.
All right, and then you look out on a little pond and you see...
Ice.
And you say, the pond...
It froze over.
Okay. And then say it has. That's the idea.
That's rolled over.
Yeah. Now, you know, we're talking before about the room that we talked. Use the term front room. What other words do you have for that besides front room?
Well, they call them parlor sometimes.
Did they ever call that in the old house? Ever call that the big house? Call the living. Have you ever heard the living room called the big house?
No, I don't believe I ever did hear it called the big house.
Just that one room I was thinking
yeah.
about. And then if you're talking about how high the ceiling is in here, you'd say, oh, it's about...
8 feet or 9 feet high, whichever you judge it to be. This is about 8 and a little over 8, I guess.
Okay. An older person who gets around a lot for her age, you say she's really...
Glib.
Okay. And then if a person, little child, wants the light on at night because she's what of the dark?
She's sleepy.
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
Baby. And you say, I worked all day today and I'm really...
Tired.
And I'm... You say, this guy's been talking to me for so long, I'm... Well,
ready to quit.
Yeah. Okay, right. We're going to quit. That's very good. Another thing you might use besides, say, I'm tired or I'm all...
Wore out.
Yeah. Now, you know, you used the word right smart before. How do you use that and what kind of, I think you were talking about a right smart of something, using it as a... Would you use that in terms of money or in terms of...
Well, you could, yes.
Could you say a person has... would you give me just a, make, just give me a few sentences with that in it that are...
Well, that smart of...
Say a right smart of pain?
Yes.
A right smart of pain in that leg or something?
Right, right smart of pain in that leg or right smart of money or right smart of...
Trouble?
Trouble. He's had the right smart of trouble in his life.
Would you say he had a right smart of children?
No, I wouldn't say he had a right smart of children, I don't believe. But he's had a right smart of trouble.
Uh-huh. Could you say he had a right smart of hogs or a right smart of cattle?
Yes, you could say he had a right smart bunch of cattle.
Uh-huh. A right smart bunch of cattle.
Bunch of, yeah, or hogs or... Uh-huh. A right smart bunch of chickens.
I see. But you wouldn't use that for things, that's more or less for things you can't count. Is that the way it seems to work?
Well, that's about the way it works out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's it. You're a very patient man. I appreciate that.